with Duel Podcast. We're here to entertain, inform, but while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, run with the Will, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I am so sleepy.
I'm AR Palfer, and I'm only here because it's Haru Shinkai's birthday.
It is, and it's actually, it's funny, I like when we have Atmon news. Minus all the discussion in the wake of Atmon news, which is the same every single time.
I'm tired of that, yeah.
Dev, how are you enjoying the heat?
I'm fucking melting.
Yeah, that's about how I've been feeling. I keep adjusting the fan next to me like, oh, it needs to go up, 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 up. And it's like the humidity will change and it will get, you know, turn the fan down, then turn the fan up. AR, how has the past few months treated you?
It's good. I'm an elected official now. Fear for your children.
Do you get a hat?
I don't get a hat. I get a name. I get a name for it, though.
I guess that's acceptable.
I had a whole thing with growing up with nameplates, so I like having a nameplate. It's fun.
I had one of those when I was a kid. I had one of those carved wood blocks of my name.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I think it was, I vaguely recall it was in cursive. Okay. And to start with something AR has nothing to say about, because I don't think you followed Liberator at all, have you?
I read this week's episode just for you.
Okay, so AR, you read the episode. How did you enjoy the first half being a generic email response from a company?
The sad thing is, I just read this part only, episode 3, part 2, and I feel like I understand everything that's happened so far.
No, that's the thing, that's something me and Dev actually said. Everything has been actually straightforward and reasonably enjoyable. The main focus has, there's been basically been two focuses. One is learn the card game, the comic, the card game. Yeah. And two, characters make doofy faces.
The nice thing I will say about it, it is more digestible than Seekers.
It is.
And that actually counts for a lot.
No, it is far more character-based. It also does not have the issue Seekers sometimes did where they decided it had to be every week, so they always had to find a place to split it. And a lot of times when we were reading it, we'd go, I don't know why they split this here, outside of they had to have it. Here, it's half a chapter 2 weeks later. They have articles to fill in the space in between, and we're still not 100% sure the web novel schedule. It appears they may be going with every 2 or 3 months, and the first time they just shot out like 2 full chapters, which was all weird, good character stuff, and also previewing cards that aren't out for months.
I think this is fine.
No, it is, but I feel like in the case of the web novel, if they're going to do it every 3 months, for example, and they're going to, we don't know, because we only have one batch so far, if it's going to be every 3 months, they're going to give us 3 or 4 chunks, I think a chunk a month would have actually made more sense, because, and this is something me and Dev talked about, which is, every 3 months, people are not going to remember to go read it.
Yeah. Like, our attention spans are short enough as it is.
And I still don't see any point so far to Cool Boy being in the story. It is generic fan service and nothing else so far. It may matter later, but like, oh, this was a kind of not important character 20 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that supposed to be Cool Boy from...
Well, no, that's the thing. It is Cool Boy. It is not clear that there is any narrative connection or reason for it being Cool Boy outside of they're using Cool Boy.
It just feels like a neat little nod.
And multiple people are angry that, like, we're not as excited as Cool Boy, when it's kind of like, hey, it's nostalgia from 20 years ago.
Are people really nostalgic for Chronicle?
Yeah. No, remember when X came out, how excited people were that they're like, when they show that it was actually a sequel to Chronicle and not just titled that way, when they had Coda and stuff show up and people freaked out because it turned out it really was a sequel.
It's just this weird anything tangentially related to X, antibody, anything, people just...
Oh, no, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
If they reveal later there is a narrative connection, I'll be much more excited. Right now, it is just a reference. It doesn't mean anything. If it turns out later on there is a meaning, then I'll be excited if there's like an actual point to it all.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, you might as well have just put Murray in there and be done with it.
I mean,
I think you mean Ryo.
I wouldn't be against that.
No, I mean Murray.
No. I mean Cool Boy's going to whip off his sunglasses and it's going to reveal that it's Ryo the whole time.
You somehow integrate that with the video games, so with the world story video games, and that'd be amazing.
No, see, that's the thing.
Just have this full Rio multiverse.
See here's the thing.
So
here's the thing. I'm only half kidding. I think if you actually did have some sort of narrative connection, it would be cool. I'm not expecting it. At the moment, it's just, okay, this is what it is.
I mean, it's cool in the sense of the way the Cross Wars manga did it. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it's fun to be in there.
Yes, exactly.
It just would do somebody more relevant than Cool Boy.
Yes. He pulls off a wig and reveals it's Murray.
Yes.
Murray would be perfect in that role.
Yeah. And then, AR, during the weeks when there isn't a comic or a web novel, they're doing columns about the world. And the most recent one was about the technically Digivice type thing, Deck Box, the D storage. We're not really going to talk about it. I just find it hilarious that they did and that they're actually selling it. Although,
milk it for all it's worth.
Well, no, see, that's the funny part is at first, some people were disappointed, like, it doesn't light up, it doesn't make sounds. And my conclusion was that would be a terrible idea because they want people to bring these to tournaments. And just imagine
that's
people...
That's why I wanted to make sounds.
What, do they want them to use them like Pokeballs or something?
No, they consider it like an actual deck box that you would bring your cards in. Like, not a, like, toy. Like, an actual deck box that you would wear on your belt or whatever.
Oh, like the dual disc thingies,
yes,
from Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay. Yeah.
And then Liberator also got a nice little bit in V-Jump, which was mostly focused on, here's where the comic is, you can buy the D-Storage, no, that's not a screen, that's a sticker. And I will say this, I weirdly like that weird minimal logo thing. It feels like it's supposed to be like a Terramon wing or something. And I'm sure that's me reading into the design too much, but it feels weird, and I like it.
I kind of want to customize one.
Yeah, I keep thinking, Dev, it feels like you would, what are those gem things with the sticky things on the back?
Bling?
Sure, let's just go with bling's the easier answer. Stickers. There is a name for those, where they have the, like the fake, the bigger ones, like the fake screen things.
Oh,
Fake screen things, let's just go with. And then, next up, Taiki Matsuno passed away. Best known to Digimon fans as Agumon and Savers. And also the narrator.
Yeah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, and the amount of stories people were posting about him where, like, he just would appear to help people. Do you know how many voice actors were posting stuff like, oh, it was my first time voice acting, he was there, he told me how great I did, and then he took everyone out for dinner. Or, like, even, like, Volcano Oda popping up and saying, like, he played Agumon and Savers. Later, they worked at the same company, and Matsuno was really happy to see him. But they worked together on... Well, actually, let's go over some of his roles, because I made the role list, and there's a few doozies on it. So,
are we doing Western?
Yes, there's some. Okay. Not, I didn't do a lot, because he's one of those guys where he has too many voices.
Okay.
And I did not want to crush that it was not because he was coming back in a role, but because he passed, I only did a small amount. So,
sure.
In Savers, Agumon and his evolutions, he was also the narrator, and he would sometimes show up as those characters in games and other stuff. Mm-hmm. In Cross Wars, he was Lucimon. In Ghost Game, he was Mori, Shellmon, and Gekkomon. Okay, in Outside Digimon, he was Jun in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and the Yu-Gi-Oh! Count posted when he died. In Sailor Moon Super S, he was Pegasus.
Oh. Okay.
He was Tart and a number of other characters in Pretty Cure. He was Treble in One Piece. He was Kindachi in that franchise. He was Koga in Inuyasha. The number of Toku stuff he was in, especially Super Sentai, was way too much. And then I only went with one dubbed over voice because it was such a big role. Nothing else I could have listed would have been relevant. For over 20 years, he was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And I should point out, when I went to look up a clip of him as SpongeBob SquarePants, wondering how they dubbed him, and what I found was the single funniest thing I could find. Because you never know what a dubbed voice will sound like. You know, different cultures, different contexts. Yeah. He sounds like SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's great.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, I can't.
Not the hardest voice to
impersonate. No, but when he does the laugh, it's like, this is not Tom Kenny, but this is exactly SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's the laugh, yeah.
Yeah. And, Digimon Web reposted that Saver's art from a couple years ago of Saru and Agumon fist bumping.
That's sad.
Yeah. And then, for happier news, it's the 27th anniversary of the franchise.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's where you're like, getting older. Mm-hmm. So the birthday hits, and then they go, hey, we're going to put up a video later with some announcements. And you know how every time we're like, hey, everyone, stay calm and relax. And there's always there's always a number of people who start like,
goddamn mind.
Yes, and then I see people on Twitter like, I got a good feeling about this. It's like, no, they've already told us what it is. They're not, whatever you think they're going to announce with no warning.
They're not announcing a goddamn video game, shut up.
No, people were saying anime, because here's the thing. They specifically said the video is going to be about the 25th anniversary of the Digimon anime and Digimon comics. It's like, whatever you think it's going to be, it's not. This is going to be smaller in tone.
Yeah.
And you know how I, like, you might go, oh, Mark, did you really believe that? I went to sleep at the same time I always did, going, hey, if I'm wrong, news will still be there when I wake up.
Yeah, I woke up in the morning and checked the Discord to see what the thing was about, and nobody was saying anything. I actually had to go look it up myself. I was like, oh, okay.
No, it was all very normal. All right. It's all what I would have expected. So, something else. First, they announced that the 25th anniversary anime trailer that they announced will be released on August 1st, which, good date to release stuff at. AR, you weren't around when they confirmed there was not going to be a DigiFest this year, right?
No.
Yeah, because
I didn't hear about that.
They're doing other stuff, that's why. So, the trailer will be out August 1st. To celebrate as what, and they announced that Umeda's animating it, who did the animation for the two most recent movies.
I'm actually looking forward to this animation. I think that's going to be pretty sweet. If it's as all encompassing as it looks like it's going to be,
this is a Digimon Adventure celebration trailer.
Okay.
Some people have decided, oh, it's the 25th anniversary of the anime, which means Adventure should not be forward. And to that I say, you're crazy. And also delusional if you think you've invented some way that the 25th anniversary of the most popular thing is not going to be the thing that is celebrated. They're finding ways to integrate everything, but it is Adventure's year more than anything else.
And it'll always be primarily Adventure.
But. Yeah. So, trailer, August 1st. I like that they've held off on showing us stuff. We've seen one storyboard of the phone booths. And
it's nice to be surprised.
No, it really is. And I really hope they hold back. Because here's the thing. Show us some storyboards. Don't show us screen caps or anything like that.
Don't drip feed this. Just,
yes.
It's just a quick animation to celebrate things. Yeah.
Now, what the thing is the celebration stuff does not happen until a bit later. There's nothing on August 1st. So they actually announced something for August 1st. Theaters are going to get a double screening of our Wargaming Hurricane Touchdown starting on August 9th. Basically, any theater that wants it, there will be a double screening, a double feature of them. There'll be a special event version on August 1st in Odaiba. There will be some sort of guest. Part of it will be streamed on YouTube. And see, here is the normal part of what we would expect for DigiFest. Like, if you would like to freak out, this would be the thing to, like, wait for and freak out. Doesn't mean they're going to do something, but if they're going to do something, it will be here. In fact, this is where 10 years ago, where they announced everything, that's jump-started the brand. So that is where you can freak out if you wish to. For the exhibition, they announced Agumon and Gabumon cards are entry. I love these two cards. They're so good.
I love the kind of like the Oikaki kind of like pixel art of the Gabumon one.
Yeah, that looks good. They went over the Piledramon model kit. They went over the new Ichiban Kuji figures, Crane Game plushies, basically everything. Then we finally get our first proper look at the lookup figures of Gomamon and Piyomon. That Gomamon head is fucking amazing.
I love him.
Then we get the silhouettes of Tentomon and Palmon. Palmon, I need to see the figure because the silhouette keeps throwing me off. It's like, exactly. I assumed like her arms were like in front or because like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing, Deborah. Like in my head, it's like she doesn't have arms.
It's like, are they completely behind her? Like I kind of expected they're like the way Piyomon is.
Yes.
You're viewing her from the side.
And then they reminded anyone who's entering the novel competition, submissions are up on the 8th. And then so this is why the announcements everyone was waiting for, because they had said they were going to do some sort of comics. They still have not clarified what is ongoing, what is one-off. Originally, it seemed more like they were going to do a digital magazine every quarter, something like that. So the first wave will be August 10th on Digimon Web. First one from Waga Otori, who did the Lalamon one. Is Digimon Recollection.
Looks really cute.
It looks cute and goofy, and I'm amused at her wearing Omegamon gear.
They better fucking sell that.
All of it, or just the jacket?
Just the jacket.
Yeah, you need the jacket.
Yeah, because I'm amused by, like, her eyes are themed, she has the hair things. And they show all the different Digivices and little products and stuff. The funny part is some of these, I could tell which figures they're supposed to be. Like, they're supposed to be the Dynamotion ones that they sold just a couple years ago.
Yep. I could definitely sell that with the Greymon one.
Yeah. Then we have Digimon Knuckles, who did the, by Ichigo Satoda. He did the samurai story that people liked. Good key art here. I can't see if... I'm trying to decide what the energy on Gankumon's hand is supposed to be. If it's supposed to be something unique or not. And also, I'm trying to figure out if something's going on with that dude's watch, or if that's just a light effect.
It might be a Digivice.
I think that's a watch thing.
Yeah.
Something's going on with the watch.
Then
they're both just punching things. Yeah.
Then Digimon Paradox, which we have nothing yet, my thing. And when we go over their art later, they explained why this image makes no sense. They have a specific amount of pages they have to hit. And that includes any glamour pages they want to use. And they skip doing a cover page so they would have an extra page.
So
a lot of people are like, oh, this page doesn't really make sense for a cover. There's no Digimon. It's like the beginning of a story. This is apparently just the first page.
Nice.
So, like, they just want...
Respect for squeezing more story in.
But yes, they explain that, like, and this is Ayuma Minato. This is one of the honorable mentions. I don't remember if they did one of the stories that were actually available or not. And then the last one, which I love this because when people are like, oh, it's going to be Dreamers Part 2, and I went, I'm not sure. Like, here's the thing. Tenryubuno loves old classic adventuring stories, and a lot of those would end with the adventure never ends.
Yeah.
So the end of that story, having more of the adventure and saying part, you know, this is the end of part one, doesn't mean there's a part two. It's just saying those characters will continue even if you never see them.
Yeah. Yeah. They may or may not do anything official, but, like, it's okay. The story doesn't have to stop. This Dreamers ended just fine.
Yeah. So this is Hiragana Digimon, A Tale of the Royal Knights. I think everyone saw the SD Royal Knights and basically went, oh, Tenryubuno's doing SD Royal Knights. I don't care what this is. I want to see it.
Guys in this one.
I'm trying to decide what... I feel like the funniest thing would
They're
be...
They're all teaching Wanyamon how to spell.
I feel I feel like I want this to be like a 26-page one-shot, and every other page is just that... it's a Wanyamon, right? I always get the name wrong for this one.
Yes. Yeah.
I want it to be just every other page, him traveling to the different royal knights for advice, and them just, like, not caring. I just want it to be goofy and stupid, and the art feels like it's going to be.
I want it to be a gag manga where they're incompetently trying to follow Yggdrasil's order to destroy the human world, and they're just bad at it.
That would be good, but yes. And I still love how a few weeks ago, when Tenya Buno put up teaser art of it, he showed enough, but also hid enough, that to a point you're looking at it going, this looks like Digimon, but this may not even be Digimon. It's not clear. And it's like, he's very good at hiding shit. And I can very much respect that. I'm looking forward to all of these. And for the comics and the video stuff, they will put up something in English for that later. It just was not ready for the launch. Because, yeah, they just weren't ready. And then next up, it's funny. I saw three reactions to the news of new V-Pets. So first up, a company called Hype Drop is doing a collaboration with them for new skinned V-Pets.
Neat.
First off, I actually really like the look of these.
I like the blue one.
I think the camo
is pretty cool.
The price is stupid as shit, but I actually like the look of these. They're designed very well. So first up, the price is basically 50 each or 100 for both with a sticker sheet, which I'm just amused by.
Wow, I
saw three reactions to this. The first was awesome new V-Pets, awesome, a collaboration with whatever the band name is. People apparently know this band, and I'm just like, okay, awesome. I thought this was like, because when I put this up, I'm like, oh, some up-and-coming band is posing with it. That's neat. And it's like, no, this is apparently a group people know. I don't believe Dev did either. When I mentioned this to her, I think her reaction was okay. And I'm assuming AR hasn't heard of it either.
Very busy fashion.
Yeah. And also they did the weird little photo book where she's posing like she doesn't want to be there, which I assume is a shtick.
She probably doesn't want to be there.
I mean,
would you?
Art imitates life.
Yes. The third reaction was people going, why won't Bandai drop doing the original V-Pets? It's like, I'm sorry, are you mad that on the birthday of the product, they're doing a new version of the product?
That's how this works.
Like, here's
happy
the...
Happy 27th, see you next year.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anytime there's a birthday, you should never be shocked when the birthday is by this thing. It is the thing that you claim to want. 10 years ago.
Join us Thursday when we're doing collabs with Thursday Campanella.
Yes. Although I will say, I actually really do like the designs. I'm not fucking buying them. I like the designs, though. I can't decide if I like the pixel one better or the one with the, I don't know what to call that look.
Honestly, it kind of reminds me of, like, those kind of, like, diamond panels that have like workshops and stuff.
Yeah, the looks are good. I'm not getting them. And then next up, oh man, don't you love when they do the thing that everyone looks at like, wow, this is amazing. Also, I'm not going to buy it because of the price, but also this is probably going to sell out. Kenji Watanabe doing new Digimon adventure art themed after their evolutions.
It looks very awesome. It is way out of my budget.
Yeah, very nice, very expensive. Even with current exchange rates, I think it's like $190. It says on the Japanese page, Premium Bandai will be selling this outside of Japan, just to make you aware. So yeah, I'm definitely not buying this, although I really fucking like the art, I will say. I can also appreciate...
I would have liked it without the frame. Like, if they just sold this as like a wall scroll or a poster, sure, fuck yeah.
I think I agree. Although more than the frame, the thing that I feel like is most out of place, and Watanabe actually mentions it in his mini interview, Tailmon really is out of place in this image.
Yeah, really.
Like, don't get me wrong, I understand why she's there. I like that she's there, but she also does not fit in this image at all. It's like, look at all the big evolutions. You get the cone shape, and also here off to the side is Tailmon, so you'll recognize she's in the image.
She's running away.
Yes.
Running in.
And then we have some info for the exhibition. They announced when they first announced everything, they announced they would be at more than one location. There would be at least a second location in Osaka. They announced the venue. It is at the Shinsaibashi Opa, the venue they have on the 7th floor. Prices are the same. There's going to be English ticketing online, like they did for the last one. They expect fans. You can tell exactly where they expect fans to be coming from, because they're doing ticketing in Chinese, Korean, and English, on top of Japanese, for a Japanese event in Japan, with a different ticketing company. So, like, specifically, so people can do the... Oh, AR missed the hotel thing last time. I just remembered.
Good.
The Digimon-themed hotels.
Oh, no, I think I saw something about those.
Yeah. So this is going to be in October. So if you're visiting Japan in October, you'll want to go around Osaka, because you're going to have the exhibition there also. And then, you know, it's funny, because I know we all had the same reaction to this. One, good, they put the Atmon stuff on Digimon Web. A few images are newer updated, but not much. And wow, Atmon fans really don't pay attention. Because the reactions were, Atmon is canon now, which...
It never was.
Wasn't. A lot of people are like, oh, we finally have high-resolution images of the Atmon. It's like, no, these are the same 320 by 320 we've always had. I will say, I love that they're using the alternate image system for the app icons.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
And there were a few Atmon who we did not have clean versions of the art, which are there. Most notably, Dopemon... and the various not babies. Now, Dev.
Excellent.
Dev, was the one image of Dopemon a recall you did, or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay.
Because I did not deal with any of the Atmon stuff.
So, Atmon stuff's there. It's just its own page. Last I checked, there wasn't even a search system on that page. And they actually had the translation feature disabled, although it would accidentally work sometimes. But the reference book is one of those pages where the translation system is not actually a translation system. If you hit the translate button, it actually takes you to an entirely different English page for everything. So, yeah. So, and they also added, this is where, like, they want Atmon to be listed properly, but at times it's hard. They went to the LCD toy page and they added the Applet drive there under 2016. The reaction that I got from a number of people was, wait, this was an LCD toy? I'm like, no, it's a toy and it has an LCD on it. It will display sprites, but it doesn't, there is no game component, like a Digivice or a racing thing. It is just display. But I'm glad it's there. I like that the logo's there. I always like that little Applet drive logo.
It's very colorful.
And then, this has been like the 2 weeks of weird shit coming up.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so 4 years, fans have been asking about that insert song in episode 30 of Frontier. And here's where it gets weird, because fans have attached different names to it. Fans have attached different titles to it. And even the person who put it up does that. We don't know what they have information-wise, if anything. They apparently got it from the mixer who we did not know worked on Digimon Frontier, who did work on the prior seasons. So it is a slightly longer than it is in the show. It's the when Koichi has his flashback stuff.
Oh, yeah, like the original would have been Oreta Tsubasa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the user, Klonoa1545, apparently, and they don't make the suggestion based on what they've said is it sounds like this happened years ago and they just forgot about it. They'd contact Deddy Chir, who composed a decent chunk of Digimon music, asked about it. Deddy put him in contact with Jim Wheeler, who did music and sound works for Digimon, various stuff for Foxabot and Digimon, and Wheeler just sent him a copy. Wheeler's website is not up anymore. I can't even confirm if Wheeler's still alive at this point, last when I went and looked. So Wheeler is not on any Frontier credit list, and he's not credited in the show. I went and checked the credits of various episodes. It appears...
But a supervising producer might have a...
He did audio mixing and stuff for the earlier seasons. Frontier has horrible English credits. A lot of people just aren't credited. So I assume he did the same thing there, and he just
he
was not
do work and yeah. didn't get credit for it.
Frontier's one of those That's where it just had a very abridged credit sequence because it was syndicated. It was like 30 seconds. It changed randomly. I don't think actors were credited by character. I don't completely remember. No,
I don't think they were.
Yeah,
like, to think about
like
it.
Very.
It was just, I mean, I was also watching on ABC Family where it just like flashes quickly in a sidebar.
But yes, credits
probably
for...
probably advertised something else.
Credits for Dub Frontier were very short, but Wheeler worked on the rest, and he did stuff for Disney/Sensation past Frontier, so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Song sounds good.
It's nice to have it. It sounds like it's reminds me of my brief Three Doors Down phase.
It very much sounds like something you would listen to in the year 2002.
It really is. It's very 2000s.
Yes.
It's sort of the same way that I Turn Around is incredibly 90s alternative. This is, like I said, like Three Doors Down.
And here's the thing. We don't mean any of this flippantly. Some people have legitimately been trying to find this for 21 years, and I'm very happy they have it. And I think it's a good listen. I wish it was not quite so compressed. And that could be it got compressed over the years while we've been waiting. It could have been Wheeler getting it off an old tape.
I feel like all music of that genre in that time period sounds like that, so...
I feel like in this case, it sounds overcompressed, not of the style, but I could be wrong.
It does feel like I'm listening to something from 20 years ago.
Something that you grabbed off Kaza, probably.
Yeah.
Or Morpheus.
I think it was Kaza at the time. Yeah.
But yes,
It was post Napster.
It's very nice to have it.
Okay, that would be Kazaa.
And I actually like it, honestly.
I did use Kazaa at the time. Yeah.
And then it is time to talk about the death of the Vital Bris. So first off, is it dead? Yes, but we don't know. They're closing up the online stuff for the app. They're going to do one last update, which will make it a completely offline app and allow current data to still be there. And transition over and everything, which is very nice. I'm not like some people, like, and we kind of talked about this, like, right before we started recording. A lot of people seem shocked because they really thought this was, like, going to be, like, the future paradigm of the franchise. And I feel like it always felt like this was going to be a toy for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. And
I figured they'd get another year out of it, like, one or two.
So I think so.
Liberator dim.
I think when you go back and look at the list of dim cards and everything, you can tell when it was decided it had to die. And I don't mean this meanly. When you like actually look, like if I go back to last year to the Vital Bracelet BE, and you look at what we got last year, so. Let's ignore the movie one, because that's the movie, and Seekers had a few. But what were the primary ones we got last year were fan votes. Fans can help pick the ones that were going to show up on here. And I think that should have been the moment where we kind of went, oh, the Vital Bracelet BE starts with Gamamon in the 25th anniversary, more Ghost Game, then fan votes, and a couple thing for Seekers. And then the movie, it's like, where is the actual expansion of the idea?
Hello.
It's like, oh, nothing. The only thing that ends up being, I don't want to say hilarious, because I don't mean it that way. If we don't get like a last minute, this is the final one announcement, the last dim card, do you know who it is?
Pulsemon.
Yes. So it shall begin and so shall it end with Pulsemon. And here's the thing.
Full circle.
That is a full circle. That's not a bad full circle, to be honest. Like, if it's going to begin and end with Pulsemon, that's not terrible. Like, let's look at the actual... When did Impulse City came out? March 13th, 2021. This one came out February 22nd, 2024. So, basically nearly 3 years.
Not too bad.
It's okay.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are surprised. It's maybe a bit earlier than we expected, but this is basically what it was going to be.
I figured they'd milk it for another year or so.
It was a toy, and I don't really think they did anything wrong, to be honest. Like, marketing, they did the U.S. version. They even did a few U.S.-specific models. They did those CGI shorts, which everyone loved. I don't think it sold many of these, because I think a lot of people just watched the short, went, oh, that's fun, and then went back to something else.
Yeah. It was pretty, those were really well-received, but they didn't necessarily sell the watches that well.
No, I don't think they did at all. I think this was just what was going to happen. Frankly, I think them swapping the apps was not... I think that was a moment where we all should have went, oh, isn't it weird? They're going from a third-party app to an internal one. And it's like, oh, that should have been when we noticed that something was up, which was probably trying to lower costs.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. See, and Mateus, I actually disagree with you. You can still use those original ones. You can play them. You can use them as normally. They work in the current app. They were still doing ones for that as the BE was coming out. In fact, the Vital Hero is that generation. The original Vital Bracelet being replaced did not really change anything. You can still buy those, in fact, the first ones, in some places. I don't think that had any effect on it. I think the BE was the attempt to give it life. Because, one, the original was only Digimon, and the non-Digimon ones were aimed differently. I think the attempt at unification was the attempt to keep it alive. They added features that people had asked for, like a bit of water protection, some added junk. I think that was the, if this is going to last, we have to do this as soon as possible. I honestly don't think they made much in the way of mistakes, outside of smaller ones like some of like the Tamer stuff kind of pissed people off early. But I think the response they did to that worked fine. I just don't think this was going to last as long as people think. I think the instant you could tell it was not going to last was when they added like, oh, Demon Slayer, My Hero Academia. And did those go anywhere with those brands?
I have no fucking clue. I never paid attention.
Yeah, and the last time they added anything new was the show that replaced Ghost Game, which I think
Run for the Money or something.
Yeah, and I think it's just a communicator there. But yeah, the BE was the attempt to expand and change the concept to give it a chance at lasting before it crashes out. And here's the thing. A lot of people are really caught up on the app. I would not be shocked if the attach rate for the app was far lower than we expect. I know a lot of people who just treat it as a standalone watch toy thing and don't use the app at all.
Yo.
In fact, hold one second. Amazon doesn't list that information, but the Play Store does. And I believe it's the same app everywhere, so this would be the number for around the world. It has been downloaded less than 100,000 times on Android.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tells you there are far more of these than this. It is not the app that caused anything.
Yeah, I never got around to downloading it.
As far as I know, a lot of people didn't. Like, I do not think the app is as big a deal as people think it is, honestly. Yeah,
isn't it mostly like just raids and storage or something?
People definitely don't like the current app compared to the old one, to be clear. Like, it is raids and storage, and there's on PvP now. And people definitely do not like as much as the old one. I don't think that's had much of an effect in the longevity of it, honestly. But yeah, so about 3 years and beginning of Pulsemon. Ignoring that, yes, more content for people is good. Would you like them to do one more as the last one? Or do you think just beginning and ending with Pulsemon is the right way to go?
It's so poetic, beginning and ending with Pulsemon.
Yeah.
Let it ride out into the sun.
In fact, I think the Pulsemon one showed up in the mail for me like a month ago, and I put it on a shelf and never even opened it. Like, just, oh, this showed up. Okay. Then 15-second analyze. There has not been a 15-second one in months, and that's still the name of it. So they did the Dark Masters, and here's the nice thing. Starting with the Dark Masters, they've started adding English subtitles. And here's the funny part. As you go through the four Dark Masters, you can see the translation's getting better and better. Like, Metal Seedramon's kind of trashy. It feels like machine translation. Then Pinocchio Mon feels English, but has some issues. Mugendramon feels pretty solid with a few oddities, and Paimon feels pretty good, as I recall. It's been a few weeks. But yes, so they've started adding English subtitles to these. At least one place I played in the English subtitle would only play in the active video box. So it was like half the fucking screen because these are 16:9 vertical. Yeah. And then they put up a little Digimon Partners thingy for the beginning, which, what scenes and lines do you want to see in here again? And here's some prizes you can win. They the definitely... artwork is very... Sorry, go ahead, Dev.
The artwork is very cute.
Yes. The only issue I have is, am I wrong, or is this stand like part of a two-stand set? Wasn't there one with the kids and you combined them? I thought it was. I could be wrong. And then New Century gets a new form of Erlangmon, Blast Mode. And people are very focused on that name.
He's very blasty, Modi.
I wish in this image he did thumbs up. I don't have much to say. I don't have much to say because, like, he's a newer character anyways. I like the art, though.
It's good.
Yeah. And then
we have... Design,
And then...
Take it or leave it.
New promo video for Jade Dynasty New Century, that collaboration. Nothing too exciting here. It was a fun video, but nothing super exciting.
It's fine.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't have much to say beyond that, though, honestly. And then, AR, you haven't been here for the Cardpocalypse recently. Were you here when they announced they were going to unify the schedules?
Oh, I don't know what that means, but I
okay.
don't like it.
So, starting next year, U.S. and Japanese sets are going to come out at the same time. But that means they have to adjust the schedule now to make everything work. So, the U.S. cards are coming out quicker, and they're doing the combined boosters again. And the Japanese sets, they have to do slowdown for. But there was an issue. When is the big tournament season for cards in Japan? Summer. So the last few months, there's been a set coming out every month before they go on the hiatus for it. And we've just hit the end of that. So there was literally starter deck, booster deck, starter deck, booster deck, booster deck. At times they were doing previews for two sets at the same time, AR. So the end of booster set 18 previews. So the parallel cards for Chalkmon and Blizzardmon really got combined art. Love that, honestly. I love when they do combined art.
Yeah.
AR's favorite loser showed up, Millenniummon.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Brasmol.
Going down like a bitch again.
Blitzmon and Bulgmon got fantastic art.
Very fancy.
Black Seraphimon Ace. Am I wrong, or does like... He does not have a mouth normally, but does it look weird in this image for some reason?
I think it's because, like, you're used to seeing, like, the color of the armor up higher.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Fairymon and Shudomon, good art. Tiger Vespamon, still feels weird to have him, like, as the featured one in the set.
A little bit.
Because Liberator. Duskmon and Velcromon.
Please.
here's the funny part.
Later, that very same bee.
Here's the funny part. Look at the Duskmon and Velgermon art. If you look at Duskmon's face, he seems surprised he's getting a parallel card. Then Violet, which very good parallel card here.
I feel like the size of her like drills changes almost every time I see her.
Yeah, in fact, Dev, I want to say 2 weeks ago, didn't we say like the drills in the last card art were too small or something?
Yeah, because they looked like gigantic, like in the comic earlier, and now they're
tiny.
Is that on purpose? I don't know.
That's the funny thing is the character description of her is, oh, she loves anime, so she decided to be a tsundere, and she decided to dress up this way because anyway, it's like she could just be redoing her hair. That could be a thing. I don't think it is, but it could be.
She would though.
Then Rotonightmon Ace, Dynasmon Ace. Magnagrumon, Kaiser, Greymon, they all get the double ones. I'm trying to decide, like, there's actually really good art here. I feel like a lot of people don't realize Dynasmon has the flat mouth thing. Even though I feel like that's been, like, a consistent thing. Like, his mouth and teeth are, like, flat.
Yes, that's a meme.
Yeah.
How do people not know that?
There's been Dynasmon art posted, like, people are like, why is his mouth flat? It's like, that's always been that way as far as I can remember. They've never drawn it any other way. Nutcracker.
He looks that, ridiculous.
What's funny is Suzanumon Ace, I kind of don't like the art because I get that it's a large-scale attack. It feels boring to look at. Because, like, he is very much a small part of the, like, it's focused on the Orochimon weapon, the Orochi it's, weapon.
Yeah, it's very, the the foreground cop perspective.
Now, I will say this, the special art cards are good. So, Black Seraphimon looks great. Dynasmon, great. Rotonightmon, I love when they do the finger poses with Rotonightmon.
Yes.
Susanumon, Ace, I like the art, but again, I don't need every art with this to focus on the Orochi. Seiden mode, I actually really like Seiden mode.
Yes.
And then, as I always say when we get a new Ghost Rare, if you find a Ghost Rare, sell it to someone with more money than sense.
Yep.
Like, there's only two
pay
things...
Pay off your college debt with that.
Like, here's the thing. You're not going to play with a Ghost Rare. So there's only two things to do with it. One, actually, there's three things to do. One, frame it or whatever, and it's a collectible. That's fine. Two, sell it to someone who wants to brag about it. And three, brag about it. Like if anytime someone on Twitter or Reddit's like, look what I got. It's like, I don't care. You walked into a store and bought it. It's not like you found it or it was some unique thing. It's a very nice looking card. And they did a commercial for Booster 18. I actually really like the red foil effect on this, where the red is kind of matte, and then they have the rainbow gold foil. But if you get the card, wait for it to hit top dollar and sell it. I'm sure most people could use the money more than having it. Lucemon gets an upside down card.
It's okay.
Fall down mode has a great one. Fall down mode has a great one that goes, hey, you know he was voiced by Frieza, right? Like, that's what that pose says.
The child mode looks like he's falling down.
See, I think of it more like random baby, like space floating. And then fall down mode, yeah. Fall down mode, I have nothing but Frieza jokes, honestly. Satan mode, I just like. It is just good art.
I really love the, like, really bright lights around. It really brings out, like, all of the details and the armor. Yeah.
The box topper cards this time is, we get the... So, Patamon's weird because there's no unique art on this at all. None. It is the normal Patamon card art, just opened up to full frame. Then for the Frontier Kids, it's the six kids, but with the Spirit Evolution spinning effect, which is perfectly fine. It's less exciting when it's the same art, though. Then we got the clean card art of all of them, plus some Liberator promo cards and battle pack stuff. I like the Shoutmon and Derulu canon art. I know we've seen it before, I just love that art so much. And I did nice version of the join cards. Clean version of the playmat uses the joined art of Kaiser and Magna. I had to clean it up.
As usual.
Hey, there's been a few times when I've not had to do anything. But this time I had to. Still, there's been a few times I haven't had to. V-Jump had various previews of this set and Liberator stuff. Then we got previews of 19 before they got on hiatus. This is not out till September. Luminamon Nene version, Megalo Gromon. There's gonna be the Dev. Do you remember how we theorized how they were gonna do that special card?
Yes.
It's exactly what we thought it was gonna be. You get a lotto slip with a box, and 150 people win it.
God damn it.
And also, hey, look, Justimon.
He's just kind of there.
Yes.
Being Justice-y.
The pack art is EX6. I'm very excited to... Like, here's the thing. It is a Crosswords manga set. They've also been very clear. They're like, oh, there's going to be plenty of Tamers and Liberator stuff in there. Because there's not going to be a lot of Crosswords manga stuff.
Yeah, it's limited.
A lot of the Crosswords stuff that will appear will be... They can say it's manga, but it's also just Crosswords. He's also very gold.
Has Kotona had a card yet?
No, yeah. I would expect it to be this one.
Yeah, Kotona's getting a card.
No, exactly. Yes, I have no doubt. I would also not be shocked if we get something like, oh, here's a Shoutmo card, and then the parallel card has the human form art on it, or something like that.
Oh, that would be so good.
Also,
I want that bad.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, I would like to see some unique usage like that. Or, for example, Nakashima, still, like, he's very fond of having drawn the manga. I would like to see some cards by him. Like, have that be a few parallel cards. I would like, they're doing a manga set. He's still very fond of having worked on it. Have him do a few parallel cards or something. They announced
I would love to see some Jaeger Daruluman artwork.
See, Jaeger Daruluman feels like one of those cases where this is a Digimon that's going to appear. And Atler Ballistamon. But yes. And AR, they've confirmed your favorite character is going to show up. Zeed!
Oh, God.
That was like one of the first details we got was like, it's going to be Crossroads manga and Zeed will be there. And I actually remember thinking, I need to speak on AR's behalf and call him a bitch.
Yeah. Sound like a bitch in that one too.
They announced LMO4 for some tournament events, 33 cards total. It is named after Shine Greymon's attack toward Weiss. And a number of people know the cover art appears to be ruin. It's monochrome at the moment, but appears to be ruin mode, not burst mode. So we will see. There are also some reprints, some new cards. We'll see what shows up there. They announced the 24-25 World Tour. Two stops in the U.S. this time, but it's starting in Dallas, Texas. The U.S. Wormmon promo card will be in Japan, also along with a new Paledramon card. I love what it's going to be at. It's going to be the next series of regulation battles. Do you know what the rule's going to be?
Not at fucking all.
You can only use common and uncommon cards. You can't use anything higher.
Boy, that's fun. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah. They will also, at the Grand Asia Open, they will be having a special side tournament called the Evolution Cup Revival, where the prize cards are going to be old Evolution Cup cards, like the first Omegamon prize card, the Black War Greymon one, stuff like that. There'll be a second event where fans in Japan are voting for what the regulation battle rules will be for some events.
Now that sounds like fun.
Now, here's the fun part. The product that will be sold there is the Card Case Set 2024. It's Art of Paledramon from that card. The cards are Japanese versions of 8 cards that came out of Japan and have not shown up in Japan yet. So like the Gamamon New Year's card, some of the U.S. comic book artist cards, stuff like that. The Weregurumon X from China, I think it was. They will have prize cards featuring the Three Musketeers, a playmat with the Three Musketeers. And they're still trying to go on with those Metaverse lobby games, which they're now making weekend events. You know, even when they were 2D, people didn't talk about or screen cap those a lot. Since they've been Metaverse events, I haven't heard anyone talk about them in English at all.
Good.
And we have our first details for EXO8, which I heard the name, I'm like, oh, they're really going hardcore. Chains of Liberation. It's like, oh, a second liberation set. So the details we have
that's
this time.
That's the thing.
So, Digimon Liberator themed. Spoiler, it includes Shoto's new trump card, Medieval Gallantmon. New Tamers, the partner of Digimon. Nightmare Soldiers, Deep Savers. They mentioned Myotismon and Piedmon specifically.
Fuck yeah.
Plesiomon and Metal Siegemon. They mention a number of X antibody will show up in the card game for the first time, plus Gallantmon X will show up again. Box Toppers, yay.
Surprised some of those haven't been in yet.
Well, the three they named specifically are Barbamon X, Sakuyamon X, and Justimon X.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't had Sakuyamon X yet. Not surprised they haven't had Barbamon X.
Sometimes it's hard because like they just had. I think the first time all the demon lore showed up was only like half a year ago or something. I'm trying to think if Barbamon was actually the last one who showed up or not. I don't remember who it was, but yeah.
Well, they're not Lilith Mons, so I wasn't paying attention.
Special Booster 2.0 is out in English in November. This is where, hey, they need to speed shit up so they can get stuff side by side. So they're going back to the original card game release, where they did a booster and a half. And then the second set will be after that. Then English events. Wave 2 and Wave 3 of the regionals this year. Lots of prize cards. We're not going to go over them all, but just some good selections. I like the sleeves, which is Yggdrasil with the Royal Knights around him. And there's a Mugen Dramon playmat, which looks nice. Just lots of solid prized cards. Then Card Battle just had normal episodes for Booster Set 18 coming out. But there was a surprise in the most recent episode. As a guest star, Kaiser Greymon showed up on the show.
Oh, no.
I put an image in there, but I'll put it in chat so you can make sure you can see it, Dev.
That is amazing.
Partway through the episode, Chiba Spirit Evolved to make his match easier. I'm pretty sure he still lost. But the best part is, for half the match, he was actually in costume. Like, doing the match, and he was clearly having trouble seeing. So you get images of, like, him leaning over the table.
I mean, is he looking out of that rectangle in his
face? Yes!
Yes.
That is the look box. So, like, there are images of him, like, leaning over the table just so he can see his cards, because he clearly couldn't see them.
He's playing by vibes alone.
Yes, exactly. I miss his stupid costumes. The weirdest thing is Hideyoshi being in the show again after he left a year ago. He left before UAR, and he's back. Yes. And then, jumping back to V-Jump for a moment, they went over some Digimon Adventure 25th Anniversary products. Not a ton to go... It's mostly an overview of stuff we already knew about. I still love those fucking stickers, though. Holy shit.
Those are cute. I think I forgot about those.
What, the...
The stickers.
D-side stickers?
I think I've seen them before, but...
Yeah, those just look good. Oh, and Jump Fest will have the Agumon and Gabumon mascots. I don't think we've seen the Gabumon mascot since, like...
A very long time. We thought it got disassembled and cannibalized to make something else.
Well, like, I think the last time we saw it was around the 20th anniversary. Like, early 20th anniversary. Like, before the 2020 started.
I think it was a while back.
Yeah. Although... It is of note, they don't technically say the mascots. They just say, like, photos with Agumon and Gabumon. It could be those statues they've been bringing around.
Oh.
I hope it's the mascot. I would like to see the Gabumon one again. That was a nice costume. And then, shirts. So, Hypeland announced shirts that are exclusively being sold at PacSun. They're very basic designs. But
they
I actually like them if the shirts are good quality. I do not know if they're good. I'm not familiar with the brand, but normal price $45 on sale for $31.50. Those better be fucking nice shirts.
It better be good shirts for $45. Jeez.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, they're probably just on like the shittiest basic cotton.
Like, here's one sec. If I go to the page, what does it say about the materials? Does it say materials? No, I don't want a coupon. Soft, durable cotton, crew neckline, faded wash, front graphic machine wash. No, I want to know, is it like the plastic where they print on it? Is it? I want ink injection.
Yeah.
Those are comfortable. Like, yeah. The shirt I'm wearing right now has a big Pac-Man graphic on it, but it's ink injected, so it's very comfortable to wear. It doesn't stick. But I'm also
but that's more expensive to produce. So more than likely, it's like a giant vinyl iron-on.
God, I hope not. See, yeah, I'm actually
unpleasant to wear. So like you're just covering yourself in plastic.
So here's why I'm not sure. Look at the design behind WarGreymon. I don't think that works with that material, does it? Like the plasticky vinyl, where you can kind of see through it.
There is a PacSun at the nearby mall. I can always, you know. Zip over there and
Dev, you can let us know if they're decent or trash.
Yeah,
that is your official job now. And then,
yep,
Ayumi Miyazaki and Kenji Watanabe are doing one of their dual events again. These are like small personal events where a few people go in for a mini concert. Watanabe singing. They're doing three of them, and
Watanabe singing?
No, Watanabe drawing Miyazaki singing.
It'd be nice. They showed Totoro. I kind of want to see.
Yeah, these are like there is no ticketing. You email for a ticket and you pay when you get there. Like this is like we're talking very small personal type things. Like I think I think one event they did was
for that price.
Yeah. But hey, if you're going to be in Japan in a couple weeks, at current exchange rate, that's like $100. Miyazaki had one of his first 25th anniversary concerts, and there's a special menu.
Oh, no.
Why you brought me on the show.
You know what the funny part was? When I asked UAR, I was like, oh, it's actually funny. There actually is a small menu. The problem is, it's like a real menu. So, like, his Yodokai 25th drink is tequila mixed with cranberry juice and orange liqueur. Or the non-alcoholic drink is the Ayu Mental, which is freshly made carbonated lemonade mixed with lemons and peaches.
It's Takeru.
Then the special food menu, it was different for lunch or dinner. So midday was a mini omelet carbonara with cream cheese topping shaped like the earth and moon. Which I really do not want to test, try, or even see.
I don't want to look at it.
And also, this is one where, like, I get the pun they're going for, but trying to say it in English doesn't work. Pizza Hit. What they mean is, like, it's supposed to sound like Beat Hit, but it's pizza. It's a prosciutto and cheese.
That's a stretch.
Yes, prosciutto and cheese pizza with lots of fresh veggies. I actually saw photos of someone ordering it. It was a bunch of roasted veggies on the side, which actually seems nicer than what the original. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And the products they sold there were a pen light, a holder, and a apron with Miyazaki's logo on it. And the press photo for the apron is the funniest thing ever. And they had to notice that was just an example photo. They took an old press photo of him and just photoshopped the apron on it.
It looks so bad.
No, but like that's the funny part. It's not even a current press photo. It's like the one they were using like 10 years ago when Tri first started.
Like, who is?
I'm amused by it, but yes. So that's solid and funny. And then, AR, you were not here for them to announce this last time. Do you remember the metal Tri keychains they did at all the pop-up shops that people liked, that they did like nonstop for 2 years?
I think I saw these and were not excited at all by them.
They're doing them again with a different finish and adding a Ken model. They've been delayed because one of them had manufacturing issues. They want to sell all of them at the same time. It's the Joe one.
Not very reliable, is it?
Oh, it's always the Joe one.
Yes, I remember translating the announcement. I'm like, oh, it's that one. It's like, is there anything funnier than it being the Joe model?
No. Especially because I had a whole thing of years back when I kept buying Joe Crest of Joe stuff and it kept breaking on me.
And then
so much broken Crest of Joe stuff.
Okay, now here's what's funny. I think you might have been here, AR, when they first announced they were doing this, or it was like right after you left, when they announced they were going to let fans vote for characters and quotes to appear on line stamps. They just announced the final lineup after batches of votes. And we're not going to go over all of them, but there's something from everyone. In fact, the only adventure character who is eligible because they didn't have an existing stamp got in Metal Seagemon. But plenty from Adventure, plenty from Tamers, plenty from Frontier, a few from Sabers and Crosswords and Atmon, a few from Ghost Game, Our War Game, Hurricane Touchdown, Tri, everything got in a little bit. I'm waiting to see the stamps.
Yeah.
Also, based on the number, this feels like it's going to be more than one batch.
I hope so.
Yeah.
God, I do want to see these.
And then...
some of these quotes are great.
Poll results! Who is your favorite Digimon from the Pendulum Zero? Basically, one out of every four votes was for Omegamon, and then the attempt to game votes was for Igamon, who still only got 13%.
Try harder, trolls.
The funny part was... then Andromon got 9, War Greymon got 9. Think about how many votes War Greymon was like, people going, I want to vote for Omegamon, but I also want to vote for War Greymon.
Yeah, that's the split ticket right there. I mean, yeah. Greymon himself got last.
Yes. To be fair, I don't know how many people there are who would vote for Greymon, but wouldn't go, oh, I want to vote for Metal Greymon, or War Greymon, right. or Megamon.
Vanilla Greymon.
But yeah, no shock that Omegamon's first there. And then the next round of votes that they just opened was favorite type of Digimon pixel art from various VPET type devices. So they have the original, the current Digimon / Pendulum colors, the different monochrome ones, so like from the Progress, from the Digivice, then the cross loader sprites, then the Vital Bracelet sprites. I'm looking at them, and I know what I think is the one that I feel like deserves to win, and I think it's the modern Digimon color sprites.
They're very well updated and still, like, charming.
Yeah.
One exception from their example. I feel like I look at Tentomon, I'm like, Tentomon, are you okay? Your eye looks kind of fucked up.
Bug's eye kind of is.
No, because what it is they've tweaked the design slightly because I think in the original design, it's supposed to be like a smile with eyes with like a white hole. And they're trying
that's what they're going for.
I think that's what it is. But here, they're trying to make it look like Tentomon from the anime and from the art, but keep the sprite layout. So they just have that colored in that dot. But they've colored it in red like his face.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? I think that line's meant to be his mouth.
Huh.
Like, I think that's what's going on. I could be wrong. But I think that's what's happening here. And that closes in about a week. I don't know who's going to win. I feel like the color deserves it, though. Just based on quality of sprite.
It'll probably be the monochrome originals.
And then a run-through of stuff from weekend batches. So first up, Yuyuan Wang, who did the Digimon Manhwa in China, went to a convention, and they were selling some of his art there. So the shop that was selling some of the art put up images of it, and every time he does new Digimon art, it's just fucking gorgeous.
It's really good.
I'm just always so happy to see his art. Like, and it's funny because it doesn't really look like it did when he was drawing it. For the manhwa, it looks better now. Mm-hmm. Like, if anything, his style feels more like the anime now than it does his original manga art.
It's yeah, I can see that.
And then, because Liberator had one of their tips article, Usagi Boshi, who does a lot of the stuff for Liberator, put up little art of Arisa and Shumon looking at the D-Storage. I'm just amused by this art. Like, I am all the art we get. And then it was funny. Last weekend, I'm like, oh, I wonder how much stuff there is. And I start putting the other article, and I think it was like 2 hours of going through everything. So first up, the Toei Museum had put up a little thing going, hey, there's no food and drink in the museum, but you can drink. There's water. There's a vending machine. Please don't get heat struck.
Hydrate or die, great.
They also noted a lot of people were buying oolong tea from the Digimon vending machine.
Oh.
And then in China, in coordination with an app, it's like a virtual, an online run. If you do it, you can buy a little, trophy medal that's Digimon themed. They put up images of it lighting up. It uses magnets, so you can have whatever characters you want on it. It's labeled after the run event. It's weirdly nice, and I swear I must have been translating the price wrong because the price feels like very low for how this looks. It was like $20. So I thought it looked nice and neat. And then, did you see the new plushies in China? How fucking nice are they? Everyone, I like how the faces, like Tai Chi's, like Hiro smiling, Yamato's angry, Sora's happy. Koshiro. Hikari's happy. Yes, Mimi has like the great pout. Joe feels weirdly happy for Joe.
Joe, yeah.
And Takaru wants you to see that he just went to the dentist.
Tokomon wants you to see that he just went to the dentist.
But yeah, these are neat. I would not be shocked if a few import dealers picked these up.
I hope so.
And then Miyazaki had put up photos of his concert event. And also, it was the 25th anniversary of when he made his debut as a musician. The Digimon music producer put up for all the different Braveheart versions that had come out as standalone singles, that is. So AR, right, about right if you left Kakadu, start going over adventure products over the years for the 25th anniversary. And this time he went over from the newest Ichiban Kuji. I guess they sent him towels.
Oh.
So he looked over them. So WarGreymon, like, they actually all looked nice. He actually noted that the Dukemon, and he also got the Dukemon and Beelzebub ones, which he sent off to Nobuzani, who did the art of when they fought in Tamers.
It's like, hi, I got you a present.
Yeah, I think he sent them off before he took photos. But yeah, really solid anime style art from also. I like how he notes that he was actually a bit surprised because he wouldn't expect them to use Black WarGreymon in such a product. Although it's interesting, he comments on Omegamon because he historically he's kind of like brushed aside Omegamon because he had to use him in the show against his will. Then art from the various people doing Digimon comics. So Wawawa Gag posted art of the main character from Recollection. We get a good look at their jacket, which I assume Dev will be using to make the jacket.
If I have time.
Then Ayumi Minato posted the Wanyamon, and this is also where they spend, like, didn't have a cover for Promage because they used all their pages for the story.
Like, I crammed every bit of plot I could in here.
Yes. Then I can't say that screen name. Strib Soda's art of Gankumon from their VPET, and they also posted art of the 20 years samurai characters they did from their prior manga. That's the one that won, that was a runner-up last time. Yeah. Then we got Liberator art from Usagi Bochi and Tomo Owan. Tomo's doing the cover art for the stuff now. Solid art of all of them, although I think I like Arisa, like, being confused the most. Like, it looks like Charlie Brown being confused. I love that.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah, it looks like Peanuts. Then the anniversary art, which we commented on earlier. Agumon and Tyrannomon holding up little signs. And then they just put up art for July yesterday. It features Doraemon, Hackmon, and Maycrackmon Vicious Mode playing with some other Bandai toys because it's too fucking hot to go outside. So these
are hot and humid and full of fucking suffering.
So they're using the LCD toys from Legends and Onmao Taisenkai. And the plush toy, it's called Primopoo. It's a Bandai toy line. A lot of people think the reason why they picked that one is it looks like Poochimon, which is connected to Maycrackmon from Ghost Game. Although the art throwing people off is like, wait, these aren't Digivices; these are things from other franchises. I love
rank the AC and never leave.
That's how I feel at the moment. And then time for questions. You guys in chat can throw your questions up. I think I saw. Devin asked earlier, do we play the Digimon card game and what decks we main? I do not play at all. Dev's been buying cards. Dev, have you actually made a deck or have you just been going, ooh, cards, ooh, cards?
I've definitely been going, ooh, cards because I use sparkly cardboard as a motivation because my brain does not make enough chemicals to motivate me properly.
AR, I think you made a deck, didn't you?
I have a couple decks. They're not very good. They're still more or less loosely based on... I kind of take starter decks and expand on them a little bit, but I don't really... I've played exactly one game, like, with an actual person.
Is it zero games if you don't count your kid?
No, one game... I don't count my kid. So game, not counting my kid.
Okay. Well, what is the deck based around that a card game fan would know?
It's based around Imperial Dramon. I have one Imperial Dramon deck and one Trial of Four Great Dragons.
Okay. And then a question someone sent us. When we talk about it making sense that they focus on Digimon Adventure because it's the most successful, isn't that just a way to back up that we're getting what we want, basically? And the that's the funny part is like... I really like Cross Wars. I don't expect that much in the way... Like, here's the thing. I like Adventure. It's my favorite. I really love Cross Wars. Plus, it's not like the only thing we all do is Digimon. Do you know how many franchises there is where, like, the stuff I like is, like, the nothing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, there's not enough shit of the thing that I like specifically. I have to make all the goddamn content here.
It's like, especially like stuff like Transformers. I like Cosmos. Do you know how often Cosmos gets stuff?
Not at fucking all.
He has in the last few years, but there was a point where I believe, Dev, like, way, way pre-podcast, I would show you pictures where it's like, this is a Cosmos toy they announced, then they canceled it and it never came out. Then they made a new mold. They updated the old mold. They made a new one. They announced it. They showed it off. And then it never came out. And then
you specifically.
And then they made one that was a $7 cheap toy that looked like shit. But yeah, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of franchises with stuff where, like...
My favorite is Gamers and Cross Wars. Adventures. Yeah. A distant third, fourth.
Yeah, Adventures kind of middle of the pack for me. It's like I think it's been enhanced by the new content. The new stuff like the Try and Kazuna and Beginning have enhanced my appreciation for Adventure. I think they're exploring. I think they've gotten the world to a place where it's actually fun to explore again. But that doesn't mean I don't want new worlds.
In fact, they just announced something relevant to me, not Digimon wise. They announced a collection of the Marvel vs. Capcom games.
Yes, I saw that.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. It includes X-Men vs. Street Fighter, which was the first game, which is always, whenever they've done collections, it's been left off because it is considered the most random, the least fun to play with people. It's actually my favorite. Just because it's a crazy game to play, and it's before they started refining stuff. And I just like the character lineup because it's a stupid, weird lineup. It's my favorite of them, even though the later games are better and more fun to play. Anytime they've done a collection, it's like Marvel vs. Capcom Origins. It has this one and this one. It doesn't need X-Men vs. Street Fighter. It's like, oh, this one has it. It's like, I'm happy Atmon's going to be on the site. And there's, yes, the copyright line has changed. And years ago, we talked about, hey, at some point, they're going to do something with Atmon. But also, Atmon gets like, art has gotten products. Most people do not seem to care, to the point that most people, when they go, oh, they don't do anything with Atmon, they ignore it. I'm like, they did a plush. I'm like, that's not a real product. What the fuck do you mean that's not a real product?
It's like,
there's an app. You can buy an Offmon plush right fucking now.
It's still there.
In fact, AR, were you here when they did the SD products?
No, I don't think so.
There's products with Haru and Gatchmon right now.
Oh, maybe I was then. Okay, maybe I think I did see those. Yeah, the anniversary stuff. Yeah.
Like SD stands, like with an Atmon logo. It's I love that stuff. I hope there'll be more Atmon stuff, but it wouldn't shock me anyway. But yeah, so Adventure being like my preference most of the time does not really change shit. I'd be perfectly happy. Frankly, I was perfectly happy when we didn't get Adventure stuff for 10 years. That's also the weird thing that people don't talk about. It's not like Adventure's always been around.
Yeah.
It was gone for 10
years. Adventure was gone between Tamers and Hunters, so.
Yeah, it was just gone, and nothing got traction.
I should say it was kind of gone between the then the Adventure, the PSP game.
It got little things. It just was not primary or important.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's something for everyone, hopefully. Juggernaut wants to know, for Digimon Adventure 02 the Beginning, who's the voice? I assume you mean the narrator. It's Hiroki Hirata, who was the narrator in Adventure 02, who's older Takaru. It's supposed to be more Takaru narration. It appears for the dub, they just got someone who had roughly that kind of voice. See, my preference would have been go and get Doug Erholtz and have him
do it. I was going to say Doug Erholtz would be the guy to...
Frankly, have him do it, doing his Zenigata voice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would have been my preference. Then someone asked, was the new Atari announcement something you expected after talking about the Amico stuff for the first time in a long time last episode? No.
You guys are still talking about the Amico?
So here's the thing.
Was I really gone that long?
No, so
I
that's
like I
so that that's
I feel
that,
like I haven't I feel like I haven't missed an episode.
So here's the funny thing. It came up last time, and it hadn't for like... Do you remember when I said, I think we're done talking about it because it's not funny anymore? It came up last time.
That was, what, 6 months ago?
It came up last time, and that was the first time since, because Amico sold off all their Intellivision rights to Atari. And this person's asking about, because Atari announced that they were adding Intellivision stuff to their 50th anniversary set. They're not. They're adding stuff from... So when Intellivision and Atari were both new, Mattel owned Intellivision at the time. They also made Atari games based on Intellivision games, and the brand was called like, it was, what was the name? I get, it was, fuck, I don't remember the name. It was like M2 or something like that. Atari bought that last year from a different company who had the rights for those Atari games. They're adding that. The timing is just coincidental. I would expect it has nothing to do with that, minus that it's easier for them to use the Intellivision logo, basically. Like, they didn't get the rights to Intellivision 2 weeks ago, and now they're announcing, like, this huge thing for a package that already exists. That's just coincidental. And that's the end of that, but yes. Then someone asked, this one's mostly me, talk about wanting to see the new movies in HDR. Would they actually benefit from it since they weren't made with it? A lot of movies aren't made with HDR. A lot of times it's added after. It tends to look great if it's done right. If it's done right, it'll look good. If not, it won't. Next question. I feel like we all are going to have the same answer. Do you think it'd be good if we got English versions of the Chinese mobile games?
Not really.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of where I fall. Because here's the thing. More is not bad. But 90% of the audience for this type of thing is basically just going, okay, here's a new Digimon. Spend a lot of money to try to get it. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, and that's really all it is. Like, the only reason we put up with Rearise is because it had a good story. It was
but that's what I mean. Like Rearise had a story that we're interested in. Like, have we heard anyone, even the people who, like, are making Chinese accounts, Korean accounts for the Chinese and Korean games, who are talking about the games? It's, this Digimon in this video. They're not talking about the games, so I don't, like, I care in the sense it's Digimon. I don't, like, okay, this is going to be a bit...
You're not playing for the gameplay.
Well, this is like 10 or 15 years ago when people are like, they're doing new animation for this popular franchise, and it's only showing up in this pachinko machine.
Yeah.
And it's like...
But it knows.
No, and that's what I mean. Like, it's not like... Even if it came here, it's not like it's going to be healthy to sit there and put money in it. Like...
Digimon has original animation and theme park rides. It just happens.
No, that's what I mean. Like, if I saw people talking about a game that was worthwhile, even if it's a game I didn't like, I might go, okay, that'd be great. But as it is, when I see people, like, freaking out that we're not getting these games...
They're probably not good.
Yeah, it's like, here is a 5-second glamour animation of the Digimon spinning around throwing a knife. That's
Congrats,
neat.
You saw it.
No, and exactly. That is the thing to see. We're seeing that. I don't see a game. Last chance for questions in chat. Someone said, we're on the second year of non-anime content, even with novels and comics. Where do you think Digimon goes? It's not going to... So here's the thing. It's not going to get it because it makes too much money at this point and it's too valuable. I feel like it'd be healthier for the franchise to get an actual hiatus of some sort. Because the problem is we're now in the area where we've been getting stuff, like, nonstop for 10 years, and people, like, have the expectation that, like, the franchise should rule the fucking world. Like, the one advantage of those hiatuses that we had, like, after Frontier, after Saviors, after Crosswords, it makes people hungry.
You gotta miss it a little bit.
It also lets people appreciate when you're getting stuff.
That makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Now, we just get people, like, ranting, like, what do you mean? There's not an evolution for Shikuamon. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, yeah.
You got a calendar page. You should be happy for him.
a hiatus, I do think, would help. Because, like, even now, like, we could get a hiatus with products and card games. It would help if we did not have the ongoing pseudo-stories, I think. Like, I understand why Liberator makes sense for the card game. Long term, I'm not sure it makes sense for the Digimon fan.
Yeah. Like, once... It's going to be interesting to see what happens if and when the card game starts to lose relevance.
Yeah.
Like, then it feels like it might be worth being a little quieter for a little as far as producing original content, especially stuff as mid as Seekers and Liberator.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like, does the card game even need that stuff, like, to exist as a card game, honestly?
No, absolutely not.
Like, I feel like if they didn't do that and they just let the card game be the card game, we occasionally got some figures, we occasionally got a mobile game or a video game, that would be fine while we wait for an story. The problem now is even when we're not getting that big story, we have stories to look at every other week now.
Yeah.
It does not allow the heart to grow fonder. It just kind of makes people angry that they're not getting exactly what they want.
Well, little shits.
Yeah. Let's see. Burnt Forever says, do we like the idea of Tap Flick and Swipe Mons being the Atmon babies? I think if they were going to transition levels or use them in the card game, that's exactly what they would do. Is Tap Flick, because there's 7 or 8 of each of them, you could have them be the baby. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. If you use them as babies, especially in the card game, as the Digi-Egg cards, everything else just fits exactly. There's no...
Yeah, it all translates so evenly.
Yeah. I think that, and I think it's also why they do not have a level listed on the site. I believe for organizational purposes, they were said to be standard, even though they weren't standard. And now they aren't even listing that. And I feel like that's a little hint. Matea says they could have used the cards just as an excuse for product placement like Tamers. I mean, they kind of are. Like, that is...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that
it goes
is...
both ways.
Yeah, like, that is Liberator.
Yeah, Liberator is a show about... It's a series about... that's entirely just to sell the card game.
I think what he means, though, is like, Liberator is the card game. I think he's saying we could just be seeing, like, oh, and here's the Digimon mobile game. And also, at some point in the mobile game, a kid shows up and goes, hey, have you tried the Digimon card game? Or,
but that was,
know,
like, the most that was like the most annoying thing about early Tamers was the card game placement. So I don't want to condone that.
You mean you didn't like when they just didn't know what to do? They'd just be like, I'm going to try slashing a card. Slash. And then they would get punched in the face. Like, I used the wrong card. Had if only I bought a booster set.
Yeah, the song was good. I'll give them that. But other than that, no, I don't. Yeah, that was kind of weak.
Yeah, but yeah, I think when Liberator ends, here's the other thing: we're very dangerously close to like epilogue time, and I just don't see them letting that pass by. I just don't.
Yeah, they've got to do. It feels like they have to do something. Look, it might not be like a full length thing, but
I still, and I said it earlier. It would not shock me if the end of that trailer announces something.
No, it wouldn't.
Like, here's the thing. When they announced the video stream last week, I just went to fucking sleep. I was not expecting anything exciting. I didn't get anything exciting. There's stuff in there I like the comics, but, like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
When they do the trailer on August 1st, if there is actually shit announced, that's when they announce shit, if it exists.
Right. And it's possible that when it gets to epilogue time, it might be another, like, anniversary trailer thing. It's like 5 minutes of new-ish content, and that's what you get.
Yeah.
And that would be freaking sweet, honestly.
Oh, it would. But yeah, it could be anything or everything. I do think we are very close to the point of we need a, not we metaphorically, but like fandom metaphorically, there needs to be a break to force people to go relax. Because as it is, people are just like getting wound up about, you know, what is it? What's going to be next? Is it going to be what they want? Is it going to be this, that? And like at some point, that's not healthy. And yeah. I say this with me and Dev doing a show every other week.
It's like this is our hyperfixation.
No, but that's the thing is we go off and we do. We're not worried about next week are they going to announce a new show? And is it going to be the show we want? It's like, eh, whatever. Like, I do updates.
It's like we're capable of, like having other...
No, but that's what I mean. Like I do updates almost every day. Dev, do you ever get the feeling, like, that I'm going to snap or that I'm, like, worried about what's coming next?
Sometimes I feel like if they have any more polls, you're probably going to kill someone.
Yeah, I think you. I think you'd snap if there's too much stuff coming.
I do like having less card updates. I will say that is nice. But yeah, I'm perfectly happy doing Digimon stuff, doing other stuff.
I've scaled back from a lot of Digimon stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
I've entirely reprioritized my life.
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing is how much Digimon stuff is coming out that's actually super relevant to pay attention to day to day.
Yeah, not much. Like I'll see the updates once in a while on Blue Sky and kind of shrug. Like I'm not really following Liberator and reading that. I may or may not. I don't really care that much. It's kind of cute.
I like Liberator. What Liberator functionally is, it's a 4-panel comedy comic without the 4 panels and a lot of here is how you play the card game, which I don't care about. I love the character stuff.
I might read it for the character stuff. Like I'm what I saw was like, okay, it reads fast enough. So
it reads at a good pace. It's far more entertaining than Seekers.
Yeah.
Okay, back here. Last question. Mateus wants to know, we know the Chosen Children Adventure, chosen by Homeostasis O2 Kids by Quinlanmon. Was that retconned, or is the movie based on the idea that most people, casual watchers who don't remember, have to assume that's the case? Well, the people who remember have to assume Louis is wrong about everything. The actual question is the actual answer is yes and no to everything. Is the movie itself does not make clear what is actually happening.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing.
Depending on what's needed for the plot.
Yes, and here's the thing. Nothing we saw in Adventure 02 is actually different at this point. Like, Homeostasis chose those kids. We don't know how those connections were made. Maybe it was Ukomon. Right. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe Ukomon is just an artificial part of the process that has to sit around for Digivices to work.
Yeah, that's sort of what my theory is, Ukomon sort of empowered Homeostasis too.
I know, and Mateus apologizes for being a long question. You don't have to apologize because it's a good question.
Yeah,
it is. Like, here's the thing: Quinlanmon did make sure that stuff happened through some process. Maybe he used Ukomon to do it. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know Ukomon's place in it, if he has a place at all. Maybe Ukomon just had so much energy built up that blowing him up blew away the Digivices. Maybe Ukomon Ukomon may have nothing to do with the process. Ukomon may have been an important part of the process that isn't needed anymore.
But the important thing to remember is there are enough plausibilities that you can figure out what makes the most sense to you and just let it sit there and not have to dwell on it every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
No matter what theory you come up with, there are enough theories out there you can pick one you like. Yeah.
Like, here's the actual important thing about about the beginning. That no matter what conclusion you reach, those friendships and those connections are the thing that matters. Anything else is a side thing. It is the friendships and the characters. The entire point is there's 100 ways the lore could be pulled, quote unquote, the lore. That is not the important thing. If you're sitting there worried about that, it's missing the point. And mm-hmm. I understand why, because you want to make it make sense, and that makes perfect sense. But the concern is the characters. At some point, if they want to keep telling stories, they do need to explain some things, certainly. But as it is now, they're not so deep into it that they have to. That's why, if they do another adventure film, they have to deal with the Digimon being gone. The standalone O2 story provides enough wink winks to deal with it if they don't do any more. If they do any more, then they have to deal with it.
You don't have to make it the focus of the movie, though. I think it can be pretty... There's enough wink winks in there that it doesn't have to be, like, the entire focus of the movie. Like, it doesn't have to be this long adventure to get them back. It can kind of explain things,
frankly,
in a pretty simple way.
I say this frankly, if they really wanted to, you could just start the next movie, have it be the next day, and the Digimon are just back. If you really wanted to not deal with it at all, you can just say that whatever happened there just blew away everything and put everything back. I'm not saying that'd be fulfilling, but you could.
It depends on how they do it. You can make it fulfilling.
Yeah.
You can absolutely make a scene like that fulfilling.
No, and that, but that's also why it's a good question, because he's trying to put the pieces together, and the truth is they seemingly have an idea of where they want the pieces to go.
Yeah.
But it does not matter based on where we are right now. Mine is that they want us to know that the important thing is character.
Also, theoretically, it'd be newer producers, a new producer.
Well, no, that's the thing is we don't know that any producer leaving. The director may be leaving, but he also has a weirdly open hole in his schedule for all that he's claimed that he thinks he's done.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I was just looking at, like, a couple days ago, like, I wonder what he's up to. And I'm looking like, okay, he's doing this. Weirdly, he's on a show with Uki Atsuya, who did the art for Try, which he said how much he liked that. It's like, weird. His schedule, considering how much stuff he works on, his schedule feels very, very not busy, especially when you consider the new trailers being animated at the same place. And he's also talked about, Oh, to the beginning, something for, like, the future of Digimon. It's like, huh. But I'm not going to be in it. Probably not. Wink, wink. And here's the thing. He may not. But yeah. His schedule's very open right now. The only major thing he's working on is Bleach. So, yeah. But, yeah. Functionally, everything we've seen in Adventure in O2 happened exactly as we saw it. There just may be other stuff going on. We don't know at the moment.
Yeah.
So, functionally, the easiest way to think about it for now, maybe Ukumon. And the thing is, Ukumon doesn't seem to know what its part in this is. Like, we don't see it go off and do anything.
Oh.
Except die.
Well, it also ripped its eye out. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it.
I'm playing Ukumon Plus right now.
Dev, pick a Wikimon article for people to read.
Big Ukumon.
That's a good one. AR, do you have anything you want people to read
or look at? Not really. I don't think I have anything going on right now. Yeah. I'm still kind of working on things. Like, my creative stuff's all kind of behind.
Yeah. Minus us getting big news or an actual collaboration menu, I don't expect to be poking you to show up for a bit.
I assumed it was just because it was Haru's birthday. That's basically the only reason you call me back. And it's like, I was like, I happen to be free today. Like,
well,
Fourth of July week, kid doesn't have baseball. So it's like, oh, I really don't have anything going on tonight. So sure.
This was a combination.
I feel so bad for all the sports going on at the nearby baseball field. Cause it's like, it's 95 plus degrees with 10,000% humidity.
Our baseball fields were underwater last week because we had a bunch of storms come through. Yeah. So,
this was kind of a combination of, okay, 27th anniversary of the brand, new comics, Atmon stuff popping up. It was just a good time to go, hey, are you available?
Haru's birthday. Always make time for Haru's birthday.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. But yes, the next month, it would not be a shock if we get news.
I'll try to stay tuned for it.
And next time me and Dev are here, I'm going to be 40. So I assume that midlife crisis is coming any time now.
Well, considering our generation's life expectancy is kind of shit, I mean, we're probably about 10 years past the midlife crisis.
I need to get
The heat death of the earth is coming for us sooner or later.
Yeah, that's true.
Time to become a magical girl.
So me and Dev will catch you guys next time. AR will show up at some point. I would not expect him to show up next time. We'll see what news pops up, but I have no expectation of AR being here in 2 weeks.
We'll see what that trailer brings.
No, that's the funny thing. Like 2 weeks, absolutely not. 2 weeks after that, still July, absolutely not. The episode after that, quite possibly. We will see what happens. So thank you everyone for showing up. We will catch you next time. Bye.